Home is where we are known. Home is where we are loved. God wanted so much to be with us, to make his home with us, that he actually chose to walk in our very midst. The Word, Christ the Messiah, became flesh and bone, just like us, and made his dwelling among us. And from that astounding moment, when the first Noel rang out, God has been saying to us, forever, I will be with you.
On Christmas night.
song, earth remained dark, lonely, and silent. But then the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, the Word made flesh, invaded the very earth he created. A new song was born. And he sang the song of salvation, a song of redemption, a song so compelling that all creation joined in its singing. And still today, the song continues. Exhausting search for shelter. shelter, and a manger bed for a child who appeared to enter into the world in the ordinary way. No lofty proclamation, no celestial pronouncement, no universal procession, at least not yet.
Keep on,
your home.
Thank you.
remember this, the one who said, I will never leave or forsake you, really will never leave or forsake you. The one who said, I'm always with you, really is always with you. Emmanuel, God with us. Not just for this season, but for every day. God is with us. All is well.
All right. nature of our compatibility. Describes the longing of hearts to be home for Christmas. You heard the words from our narrator, Olivey. Home for Christmas. That's what we're known for. Home is where we're loved. No wonder there's so much sadness when, for so many, it's just not possible for them to be home for Christmas. Whether because of distance, or because of health reasons, or due to other circumstances. Yet the musical continues with such positive reflection and praise. All is well was sung with by confidence and with assurance. Glory to God in the highest, with bombastic and joyful. Forever God is with us is the theme of this cantata. Is that really true? In a world with ever-increasing pain and sorrow and despair, how can we say this? We can say it because 2,000 years ago, God entered our world in human form. When God took on human flesh and came down to the earth, He created a new song was born. He started the whole world singing. You see, the words and the music were there all along. From the time that mankind lost fellowship with God, through the first act of disobedience in the Garden of Eden, God had a plan. He knew what He was going to do to make it possible for people to once again be at home with Him. When the time was right, when the world brokenhearted and dreamlessly passing the long empty days, then dark, lonely hillside was spangled with light, and a song burst into the night. These shepherds who heard the angelic announcement surely didn't understand its full significance. But they knew enough to get up, to go and find this very special baby that lay in a manger. The Magi, sometime later, followed that star. And they traveled many miles in search of a king, little knowing that he was to be their savior. 2,000 years later, we still celebrate this great event. Not like the shepherds. Not like the wise men who couldn't see what lay ahead for that special child in Bethlehem. They couldn't see that throughout the 33 years that would follow, this innocent child would continue to grow, completely sinless, and one day die on a cruel cross to pay for their sins. We today have the knowledge from the Bible that that same baby who was God in human flesh grew up to bear the sins of all mankind. And you and I acknowledge that He did it for us. Though we did nothing to deserve such love, and when we receive His gift of salvation, then we too can say, all is well. We can have that peace of knowing, no matter what the circumstances are around us, both in our home and in the world, or at home with Him. Because He makes His home in our hearts. Whether you're together with your family this Christmas, or you happen to be alone, remember the God of this universe wants to make His home with you while you live here on this earth. Then someday, in the place He has created for you in heaven, you can go there someday as well. The shepherds and the wise men didn't have the truths of the entire Bible to enlighten them. But God gave them angels. God gave them a star. They followed His leading and found the Christ child who had become the Savior of the world. For us in the 21st century, God's promise in the Bible is, you will search for Me and find Me. Will you search for Me with all of your heart? Have you followed and searched for Me? For all who do, this will be our song for today and for all eternity. Forever, God. Now, if someone else wants to be on the
He's the master. Maestro. He controls everything in here. The handball, the music, the sound, and also just the mic. When he doesn't hear the voice, he's cutting off the picture. I am not giving that. If there's a problem like in the church, we're arranging the place. Just send a message. ASAP. He's here. So, we thank you for your dedication. And to show our appreciation and generosity, we accept this gift.
Bye.